Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The drive is live. And I want to make a correction. I do not have you. I do not. I did have some people the 2 Fridays ago, but I do not have you
this week. Is that wrong?
But you come in here, you can get you some boneless wings, and you get a little 2-for-1. All right, you order 6, they give you 12 on the house. So you can come out here and get a good deal out here.
One of them tender eating Tyler happy hour.
Absolutely.
Man. I mean,
beautiful.
Hey, Tyler, I know where Tyler's stopping as soon as the show's over. What? I can get 6 free.
6 for 12, baby.
I think you can get 12 and get 12
you
free.
Get 12, you get 12 and get 20.
Yeah. Some free tenders on a Thursday?
Yes.
Right, that's right.
Yo, tender happy hour. Look, I'm talking about chicken tenders, y'all. I ain't talking about Ron's shake joint he was at.
Right. 702, bastards.
I love that you brought that story up, because literally I was in Reggie and Figgy's ear in that exact moment telling them that.
No, it's just real talk, man. I still had, like, see, like, I as I'm sitting here kind of processing it, it has a real feel of Jim Nantz. Like, anytime I think about it, I arrived right at that place again.
You just shut up and let me do
I can't
my
believe,
job.
Like, when she gave me the, I got to go to South Bend story, like, get the hell on. Somebody on the...
She could have been telling the truth.
She may have been, but that's on you. From the text line, class act, Ron. Ignorance isn't a defense. No, it is. All right. Like I said, I paid it. I mean, I feel like I really didn't have any choice with some of the bounces, but I paid it.
Well, here's the problem where I think folks that know you, Ron, are running into. And we're talking about Ron not wanting to pay for 3 songs worth of lap dances at the shake. Here's where I think most people that know you probably have a little bit of a pushback here. Is I know that when that 3rd song was over and she got up, you didn't think that was $20 worth of dancing.
Oh, it most definitely.
You're a sharp dude. You knew 3 songs into that thing. You knew she was going to turn around after
the show.
I didn't. I really didn't.
Hey, that'd have been the busiest stripper in Nashville, Chief.
I trusted her at her word.
Hey, all right. $20, 3 songs? Hey, she'd have had a line.
She said 60. I said 60 what? Dollars?
60 what? Dollars?
Hey.
Doll hairs?
Hey, buddy was over there quick, too.
the security or whatever.
Within 2 minutes, maybe, he was over there quick as we had discussion. I said, well, why you get up after the 3rd one? How come you didn't take it to 5? Shoot, man, I don't know.
Apparently, you look like an old boy carrying $60, not $100.
Now, listen, I ain't going to lie to you, man. This was, how old was I? About 20, 21. That may have been my second or third time being in the strip. All right. And I mean, hey, that $60, that was a lot. I told you I had to go to the damn ATM machine. And, you know, they hit me for an extra $5, $6.
Yes, indeed.
Threw that card in there.
Yes, indeed.
Like it's Vegas.
Hey, it don't matter. You better take your cash to the shake joint, take your cash to the casino. Because if you got to use that ATM at either one of them joints, they're going to get you for a $6, $7 service
fee. I appreciate it's the text line. It's a common stripper scam. I appreciate that. No, it is. I'll be honest with you. Now that I think about it, it seemed like a good move if I were her. All right, enough with the strippers. No strippers here, but great food, great drink, and some prizes you can get hooked up with. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Houston off Washington Avenue, 3939 Washington Avenue. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Get on out here. And enjoy yourself. And as we said, man, we got prizes. We're going to hook you up with some Dolphins tickets.